Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this Monday podcast. If you'd like to fast forward your learning English, speak English more quickly, then consider buying one of our courses. If you'd like a quick way of improving your English vocabulary, one of our simple secrets to instantly improve your English is our 500 Most Common Words course. It will help you fill in any gaps you may have in your knowledge of the most common English words. It's a cleverly made course, which includes only the 500 most common words, no others. So this course helps you focus on the words which will take you the furthest forward in your language learning. Have a look at the courses page at adeptenglish.com today. It's a while since we've done some idioms, and the English we speak is full of idioms. So let's do something about that. What about a horse idiom? Animal idioms are always good. It's a challenge, but I bet there's at least one idiom in the English language for most types of animal. And sometimes there are several. Of course, the animals that live closest to humans are likely to have the most idioms associated with them. A while back, I did a podcast entitled Hold Your Horses, and I explained the meaning of this phrase with examples. Have a listen to that one if you don't remember it, and if you don't remember what hold your horses means. So there are quite a lot of idioms about horses, just as there are for cats and dogs. But let's tackle one of these today and look at its origin, its literal meaning, and its idiomatic meaning, with some examples, of course. What about the phrase on your high horse, or someone gets onto their high horse? So just in case you haven't got the word horse, H-O-R-S-E, it's an animal with four legs. And of all the animals that we might ride, this one is the most graceful and the fastest. Look at the photograph associated with this podcast if you're not sure. Horse riding is an activity, a very enjoyable one, and a skill, something that you have to learn. If someone is on their high horse, of course, this could be taken literally. A high horse means a big horse, a tall horse, a horse that's so big that you feel really high up when you sit on its back. This reminds me of either a race horse, which is really tall, or when the police use horses to control demonstrations. They're quite a long way up, and the horse and rider are meant to have authority. They're meant to intimidate a bit. It makes you feel small and a bit vulnerable, so you behave yourself. So someone is on their high horse. It could mean this, riding a tall horse. But if it's an idiom, which you'll know by the context, then it means something different, of course. If someone gets on their high horse, it means that the person is complaining about something. Something has displeased them, but they're also taking a superior position. It's like the person is putting themselves in a higher, superior position to those they're talking to or those they're criticizing. If someone is on their high horse, it implies watch out, they're not being reasonable. It has the sense of someone taking what we call the high moral ground or the moral high ground. If you take the moral high ground, that means you're making something a matter of principle. You're seeing morality in it, as though it's right or wrong, and you're making that part of the picture and criticizing or judging the other person more because of it. An example might be, Sarah is on her high horse because people have been using work email addresses for personal messages. So in this case, Sarah is making a moral, a right and wrong issue out of this, rather than allowing it because, hey, everyone receives personal emails on their work email address, don't they? So when the speaker says Sarah is on her high horse, it implies that the speaker, the person saying it, doesn't agree with Sarah and thinks she's being superior and perhaps too moral about it. Don't get on your high horse with me. This is the sort of thing that someone might say in an argument if the other person in the argument is being superior. Or they might say, oh, get off your high horse. Where does the phrase come from? Well, it's thought to come from times when horses were the main mode of transport. Before there were cars, in other words. And of course, there are lots of different types of horse. Smaller horses, in fact, different breeds really, but smaller horses are called ponies. Pony, P-O-N-Y. They're tough little horses. They're the sort that stay outside in winter. And there are parts of the UK where there are still wild ponies who look after themselves. I say they stay outside all winter. They get very furry, thick furry coats to protect them against the cold. Ponies are what a farmer would have used in the days before petrol engines and tractors. Although they're full of character, if someone had wealth, if someone had money, they wouldn't ride a pony. They would ride a fine horse. So a tall horse or a high horse, it's a bit like driving an expensive car nowadays. A tall horse would show you were a gentleman, as inevitably it was. Women didn't have their own money, I suppose. So a tall horse would show a gentleman of wealth. You can imagine in a period drama, any powerful man would arrive on the scene on his high horse. If you've ever seen Poldark, the series perhaps, well, think of the lovely Aidan Turner and how he does a lot of appearing on horseback. His horse for the series was apparently called Seamus, though Seamus was only 15.3 hands, so not quite such a high horse there. And yes, in the UK, horses are measured in hands, H-A-N-D-S. This is, of course, an ancient measurement. It would have been the size of an average hand, but it's been standardised now to 4 inches, or around 10 centimetres if you're metric. And the measurement of a horse is from the floor to the horse's withers. That means the top of their shoulders. So to be a pony, they have to be under 14.2 hands. And a tall or a high horse might be about 17 hands. Last time I rode a horse, it was a really big one. And I remember thinking, even if I just fall off while he's not moving, it's still a long way down. But that's part of the thrill of riding. There's a bit of danger in it. I did manage to stay on, fortunately. Some more examples of this? Let's do some English speaking practice. You repeat these sentences after me. Try to copy how I say them. Your mum is on her high horse with you because you didn't do the washing up. That might be a time when it's fair enough, perhaps. Your mum is on her high horse with you because you didn't do the washing up. Third time. Your mum is on her high horse with you because you didn't do the washing up. Second one. So again, repeat after me in the gaps that I leave. Watch out. Your boss is on her high horse because she was in early this morning and you were late. Let's break that one down slightly. Watch out. Your boss is on her high horse. Because she was in early this morning and you were late. Watch out. Your boss is on her high horse. Because she was in early this morning and you were late. My sister is on her high horse because my parents bought me a laptop and they didn't buy her one. My sister is on her high horse because my parents bought me a laptop and they didn't buy her one. My sister is on her high horse because my parents bought me a laptop and they didn't buy her one. Anyway, there are lots of other horse idioms, but this is a good one and we definitely still use it a lot, even though it comes from the time before motor vehicles. There are lots of idioms, of course, in English. Speak and understand more like an English speaker with the help of Adept English. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.